Good morning to everyone.
大家早。
We recently celebrated Chinese New Year.
最近我们就庆祝这个中国的新年。
And during that time period, we give each other very warm greetings.
在那段时间我们大家有很好的拜年的时间。
We wish people good health.
我们就是恭祝大家能够有健康的身体。
We wish them happiness and prosperity and tranquility.
也恭喜大家能够有很开心，能够有丰足。
But as we wish this on our friends and relatives, honestly, we don't know what will happen in the future.
其实，当我们向我们的亲人来祝福的时间，我们还不肯定往后会发生什么事情。
Sometimes the opposite can happen.
有时刚刚相反的事情会发生。
People can get sick.
有人可能会病。
They have financial needs.
甚至于可能经济上出现困难。
They may have family problems.
可能也有家庭出现的问题。
And so, even though we wish good things on each other, we recognize that it is not a guarantee.
当然我们这庆祝来祝福大家的时间，其实我们也不肯定一定会这样子发生的。
Now sometimes even we as Christians sort of feel that, oh, if God loves us, then He will bless us with a good life.
有时我们基督徒也会想，就是我们成为基督徒了，神一定会给我们一个很好的人生。
We think that if we come to church or we give to the offering or we read our Bible, that God has to bless our lives.
有时我们以为我们已经信主了，我们来到教会，我们读圣经，我们甚至于奉献，神会祝福我们，给我们有好的生活。
We expect that God would give us a problem-free life.
就以为神一定会让我们凡事不会遇见不好的事情。
But the reality is sometimes the opposite can happen.
但是真实的情况刚刚相反的可能会发生在我们的生命当中。
Sometimes we as Christians encounter all kinds of different problems.
我们虽然成为基督徒也是面对很多不同的问题。
Sometimes it seems it's even more problems than the non-Christian.
有时可能作为基督徒比还没成为基督徒更多遇到问题啊。
Because we don't realize that God operates in a different way.
我们因为不知道神其实工作跟我们所想象的有一点的不同。
When we raise our children, we kind of show them the positive and negative, for instance.
有时我们照顾养大我们的孩子，有时我们把正面跟负面的东西也跟他们来教导。
If they, our children obey us, we give them a lot of blessing.
当孩子听我们话的时间，我们给他很多的好的东西。
But if they disobey us, then we give them a lot of trouble.
但是当他们反叛的时间，我们就带来给他一点的这个刑罚跟受苦了。
Now in this long passage that we just read, Paul was writing to a young minister named Timothy.
在我们刚才读的很长的圣经当中，这是使徒保罗写信给他这个年轻的传道人提摩太。
It may be he had a misunderstanding about the Christian life.
可能提摩太就是对基督徒的人生有着错误的理解。
Maybe he thought, oh, if I'm a minister serving God, then I should have a problem-free life.
他可能以为我已经侍奉神了，成为一个年轻的传道人，我应该是一个非常好满足的人生。
But we see in chapter 3, verse 1, Paul wants to make something very clear to Timothy.
但是当三章第一节，保罗非常清楚地告诉提摩太，有一些东西不是他想象的。
He says, but understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty.
他跟提摩太说，你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。
Now, first question is, when are the last days?
我们的一个问题就是，我们还没到末日的日子。
We thought that, well, he wrote it in the first century, and now we're in the 21st century.
保罗写这个信的时间是第一世纪，现在我们已经在二十一世纪了。
But theologians tell us when they talk about the last days, it talks about the time between Christ's first coming and his second coming.
神学家告诉我们，当圣经说到末日的时间，它是指耶稣第一次来跟耶稣第二次来的那一段时间。
We know that Christ came the first time to come as the Lamb of God.
我们知道耶稣第一次来的时间，他是上帝的羔羊。
He came to die for our sins.
他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
But Jesus also promised that he will come again.
耶稣也应许他再来。
And when he comes again, he will not come as the Lamb of God.
第二次来，他就不是以上帝的羔羊的形象出现了。
He will come as the Lion of Judah.
他会以犹大的狮子这样子的状态出现。
He will come as a king.
他会以君王的这个角色出现。
And so Paul is writing to Timothy to help him to know that between the first coming and the second coming of Christ, this is going to be some times of difficulty.
保罗跟提摩太说，就是当耶稣第一次来跟第二次来的中间，会有危险的日子。
Now, many times we see life is very cyclical.
我们有时看到生命是很循环的。
Now we've had a very, very tough winter, haven't we?
我们刚刚有一个非常困难的冬天，对不对？
But the hope is, oh, spring will come.
盼望就是春天会来的。
Summer will come.
夏天也会来。
Because it's happened like this every year.
就是因为每年都这样子发生了。
And we know that the seasons are like a cycle.
所以我们看见这个四季就是一个循环这样子转的。
And sometimes we think that life will just go on and on as a cycle.
所以我们就知道生命就是一路的循环不息的往前走。
But God's view of time is that it is heading for a certain conclusion.
但是神看时间就是他时间会往一个方向来走的。
There is a goal that God has in mind.
有一个在神的思想里面一个目标非常清楚。
Now when I was growing up, there was the time when they were sending men into space, outer space.
当我年轻的时间，哪个时间就是人类把人送到月球，送到太空当中。
And so whenever they had these, we're going to send these men into space, it was a very big deal.
啊，当哪个时间把人送上太空是个非常大的一个事情。
All the TVs, networks would cover the liftoff.
所有的电视，所有的通讯都把这个件事情来记载。
In fact, hours ahead of the liftoff, they would begin to show the rocket.
啊，首先他们就会把这个送太空人上去的火箭送出来。
And on the screen, they will show a clock that is counting down.
在这个电视机的荧幕上就看到有一个钟就开始慢慢的倒数了。
And so minute of hour will be shown until they count to the last seconds.
就从前面几个小时开始一路的数到最后的几秒钟。
And so you might say, God has the same thing in mind.
你可以说神也有同样的东西在他的想法里面。
We may say to ourselves, well, Jesus hadn't come back in 2,000 years. You know, who knows when he'll come back?
你可能会想说，耶稣2000年都没回来了，不晓得什么时候再来。
And so we sort of ignore the idea that he's coming back.
所以甚至于到一个地步，你就把他会回来的这个想法就不要再想了。
But God has a clock that is sort of counting down.
但是神就好像有一个钟一样的，一路的倒数。
And Christ will come back at that time.
耶稣基督会在哪个时间再来？
Now we don't know exactly when that time is.
我们现在不知道是什么时候他一定会他才回来。
He doesn't reveal that to us in his word.
他在他的话里面没有把这个时间启示给我们知道。
But he gives us certain kinds of information that we need to know.
但是他给我们一些的资料让我们知道。
And I think I can divide it up as bad news and good news.
我可以把它分成坏的消息跟好的消息。
And so let us begin by looking at the bad news.
首先让我们就看一看哪些是坏的消息。
Paul tells Timothy that there will be come times of difficulty.
首先保罗跟提摩太说 会有危险的日子来到。
And that word, difficulty could be translated in a number of ways.
啊，这个字可以翻成啊不同的解释。
But it's always something bad.
都是一些坏的情况。
It could be something dangerous or violent.
啊，可以说是一个非常危险的，甚至于非常恐怖的一个情况。
It could be something fierce or frightening.
也可以说是一个很惧怕。恐惧的一个情况。
So he's warning Timothy that during these last days, this is going to be very, very, difficult time.
他是警告提摩太说，在末日的日子里面，是一个非常非常困难的时间。
So that when it happens, you would not be surprised.
所以就跟提摩太说，这些事情发生，你不要惊讶。
And then he goes on and gives a very long list of characteristics.
他就继续讲下去，把很长的这样子危险的日子的特点列出来。
And we don't have time to look at all 19 characteristics.
啊，我们没有时间把19个这样子的特点都讲出来了。
But let me just highlight 3 of them.
那就让我今天把三个主要的来分享。
It talks about people in these last days being lovers of themselves.
就讲到在这个末日的日子，人是专爱自己。
He talks about people during this time being lovers of money.
就讲到在这个末日的日子，人是贪爱钱财的。
He talks about people during this time being lovers of pleasure.
就是讲到在末日的日子，人是喜爱宴乐的。
And when I read these characteristics, I would say, that's true about the people in our time.
啊，当我看到这样子的特点的时间，我就说啊，这个就是我们时间的人的人生了。
Now, there's nothing wrong with enjoying some pleasure.
啊，其实能够享受一些的快乐的事情不是坏的事情。
There's nothing wrong with money or being wealthy.
也你有钱也是非常富裕也不是坏的事情。
The problem has to do with priority.
但是问题在于你的优先次序。
Do we love these things more than God?
我们是不是爱这些东西比爱神更多？
Because the greatest commandment is that we need to love our God supremely.
其实在第一个耶稣的诫命当中就是我们要尽心尽力爱我们的主。
And then the second greatest commandment was we are to love our neighbor as ourselves.
第二个大的诫命就是我们要爱人如己。
But a lot of times we love ourselves, our love pleasure or money more than God or other people.
很多时候我们爱我们自己，爱钱财，爱宴乐，比爱神跟我们周边的人更多。
And sometimes we think these characteristics are talking about those people outside, you know, not in the church.
有时我们都觉得这些特点是在教堂以外的人才会有的。
But it affects us as well, people in this society.
其实这样子的特点也是影响我们在这个社会里面生活的每一个人。
People are more concerned about their pleasure than serving God.
很多人他希望享受多于能够服侍神。
I know here in this congregation, there are many people who, for instance, are serving in Awana or some evangelistic outreach.
啊，我知道在我们的这个堂会当中，有一些弟兄姊妹就在这个传福音向外展的事工上面来服侍。
But sometimes it's very hard to recruit workers.
但是有时要找一些义工来帮手也是非常困难。
Because people are not concerned about other people, they're concerned about themselves and their pleasure.
啊，因为很多人就是只顾自己的享乐，没有想到其他人。
I was just reading in the newspaper how there is a big market for lobster in China.
啊，我刚刚最近看到一个新闻，就是在中国里面好多人喜欢买这个龙虾来吃。
And in many cities like Shanghai, people are ordering flying in lobsters.
啊，在上海就很多人把这个龙虾从这个美国空运到上海去。
Now it probably costs $100 just to have a lobster meal.
所以现在是要花很多钱才可以吃到一个龙虾的餐呢。
But for the some people, it's no problem.
对于一些人来讲就没问题啊。
Especially in Chinese New Year.
特别是旧历新年的时间。
And so there was one company in Maine that says they export 6 million pounds of lobster to China each year.
在那边有一个公司，他一年就运600万磅的这个龙虾到中国去。
Now I'm not against people eating lobster.
我不是反对人吃这个龙虾。
But I wonder whether these people, if they pay that kind of money, I hope these people are helping those people who are poor, for instance.
我希望能够付出那么多钱来吃龙虾的人，能够也用钱来支持一些穷人。
Or do these people just care about themselves and care about their pleasure?
还是这些人只顾自己，而有他们自己的宴乐呢？
And so Paul in this list talks about the characteristic of our society between the first coming and the second coming of Christ.
保罗就在这个段经文当中就把耶稣第一次来到第二次来社会发生的现象讲出来了。
And he's not just talking about atheists here.
他其实不单只是跟这些无神论的人讲哦。
He's talking about even religious people.
他其实也讲有宗教信仰的人。
If you look at verse 5, it says these people have the outward appearance of godliness.
其实在第五节你就可以看见这些人是有金钱的外貌。
And so he's saying that even religious people, people who seem to be worshiping God, may also have these characteristics.
所以保罗是讲到有一些人好像是有一个宗教的这个外表，有一个金钱的外表的人，也是有这样子的人生的特点。
Now, if you were going into downtown Boston, you know that there are many old church buildings.
倘若你去到这个 Boston 的市中心，有很多很旧的教堂。
And I remember going into one of these old church buildings.
我记得有一次我进到一个很旧的一个教堂。
And inside it was very, very nice and serene and beautiful.
我进去里面就看到一个非常漂亮的一个教堂的这个安排。
They have very nice stained glass windows.
他们是有一些非常漂亮的一些窗户。
And yet, I remember picking up one of the brochures of the church.
我就拿到一个关于教会介绍的一个文件。
And then the title says, "We are a welcoming church."
他就说，我们是一家欢迎所有人进来的教会。
And I said to myself, "Oh, that's good. That's good that they welcome all kinds of people."
我就说，哎呀，这个很好啊，他们欢迎所有人进到这个教会啊。
And we as a church should be welcoming all kinds of people.
我们成为一个教会也是欢迎所有人可以来我们教会。
But what they meant was that, oh, you can be homosexuality and you.Don't have to change. We won't call it a sin. We affirm your homosexuality.
但是他们所表达的就是说，哎，倘若你是一个同性恋的人，你不需要改变，我们也欢迎你进到我们的教会当中。
And so Paul goes on in this passage to tell us that you know there's going to be a lot of false teachers in the church.
保罗就在这个信使当中告诉我们说，有很多是假的教师。
They may talk about the fact that, oh, we're open to all kinds of people.
他可能会跟我们说，我们是对所有人都开放的。
We believe in equality.
我们怎么样的情况都可以接受的。
But what they say is not consistent with the Bible teaches.
但是他们所传讲的跟圣经就有冲突了。
In fact, Paul says these people in verse 6 are very sneaky and very deceptive.
但在第六节里面他就讲到这些人是非常的可怕而且是引诱人的。
Jesus said the same thing in Matthew 7 verse 15.
耶稣也在马太福音的第七章第十五节讲到类似的内容。
He said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing."
他跟我们说，你们要防备假的先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
But inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
他们外边是羊，但是里面是最残暴的狼。
And so Jesus warned us and said there's going to be some false teachers.
耶稣也警告过我们，有一些假的先知。
They're not going to be identified as atheists.
我们不是讲这些无神论的人。
They're going to be identified as religious people.
其实就讲到一些有宗教信仰的人。
They're going to look like the sheep.
他们看来好像羊一样的。
But Jesus says inwardly they are like wolves.
但是他们内面就是狼来的。
And so in verse 5 he says, avoid these kind of people.
第五节，圣经就说不要跟这些人一起，要避免这些人。
So as we live in a society that is very difficult, we have to be on guard.
在这样子一个危险的这个环境当中，我们要非常的小心。
I remember talking to a Chinese Christian woman recently.
我记得我跟一个中国的姊妹来聊到一件事。
And she was telling me that, oh, I watch this TV program every week with this TV preacher.
我每天都在电视上看一些电视上的传道人讲道。
And when she gave me that name of who it is, I knew right away.This is a false teacher.
他就把这个电视上的传道人的名字告诉我，我立刻就知道这个是一个假的先知。
See what he says sounds very good.
他这个传道人所讲的好像是很好听的。
But if you study what he says, you realize he doesn't really give the complete gospel.
但是当你仔细看他所传讲的，其实他不是把福音真正的内容全都讲出来。
He never talks about sin.
他从来没有讲到人的罪。
He never talks about the fact that we need to turn away from our sin.
他从来没跟人说我们要离开我们的罪。
He tells people that if we are Christians and we are God's children.
然后他常常就说我们是基督徒的话，我们就是上帝的儿女。
Now that's true.
这个是事实。
But he said, well, since God is the king, we are the child of the king.
所以但是他说上帝是王，所以我们是王的儿女。
And so if we're the child of the king, we ought to be rich too.
所以我们成为王的儿女，我们一定是非常的有钱的。
And so he expects, he tells people that if you become a Christian, you'll be rich.
所以他就跟人说，倘若你成为基督徒，你一定是富有的。
You'll have a lot of financial wealth.
你一定是在财产上就很丰富。
But if I read the Bible, it doesn't promise that.
但是当我们仔细看圣经，圣经没有应许我们这样子。
And so a lot of people are being deceived out there.
所以很多人就被他骗了。
They think they're being told the truth.
有人以为他讲的是真理。
These people may even say, "Oh, we believe in the Bible."
这些人还会说啊，我们也相信圣经啊。
But we have to understand this Bible was written, you know, 2,000 years ago.
我们看的圣经这个是2000年前写的。
A lot of these things don't apply to us anymore.
我们现在看的圣经已经很多不能应用在我们这个时代了。
And so we need to avoid these people, as Paul tells us.
保罗就告诉我们要避免这些人。
So we should not be surprised at these kinds of challenges to our faith.
所以我们不会面对有这样子的挑战而感到惊讶。
And it's kind of depressing to read about this bad news.
好，我们是要留心看这样子的信息。
But Paul doesn't leave us that way. He tells us good news as well.
保罗还只没有停在这个坏消息当中，他也告诉我们好的消息。
And so at the beginning of the next chapter, chapter 4, verse 1, he gives us some encouraging news.
在这个第四章第一节，他给我们一个非常鼓舞的一个信息。
He says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom.
他说我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前 凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你。
So Paul reminds young minister Timothy that Christ will return.
保罗提醒年轻的提摩太说基督会再来。
And when he comes, he will come as a king.
他再来他就是一个王者的身份出来。
And he will come as a judge.
他来是一个审判官。
And so don't be worried if all these bad things are happening.
所以不要为周边所发生所有这些坏的事情而太担心。
God is still in control.
神还在掌管。
God is just allowing sin to take its course.
神只是允许罪产生他的影响。
And so he will allow problems and difficulties even in his children.
所以他也在他的儿女当中允许我们遇见困难还有一些苦难。
And he will ultimately take care of us.
但是他最后肯定会来照顾我们。
And again, some people may think that, oh, if I am a child of God, he should protect us and prevent any bad things from happening to us.
有一些人还以为我们成为基督徒，成为神的儿女，神一定会保守我们不遇见坏的事情。
These are the people that sometimes think that if they're Christian, I should be able to find a parking space right in front every time I come to church.
所以他就觉得我是基督徒啊，所以每一次来到教会的时间都可以在门口找到一个停车位。
But we know that doesn't happen.
我们知道这个不会发生。
Sometimes we have to park far away.
有时我们要停得很远的地方。
So God is not here to cater to your needs and pleasures.
神不是特意来满足你的需要跟你的这个享受。
God has a plan.
神有他的计划。
And he has his purposes.
还有他的目的。
And so sometimes it involves allowing sin and problems in our, to affect us.
神有时甚至允许产生的罪跟一些困难在我们身边遭遇得到。
And I think we see the Paul gives himself as an example.
所以保罗也自己用他自己的生命作为一个榜样。
You know that God handpicked Paul to be the missionary to the Gentiles.
神是特意选保罗成为外邦人的使徒。
And so he must be very much loved by God.
所以他一定是神特别疼爱的一个神的儿女。
But did Paul have a problem-free life?
但是在保罗的生命当中，我们看见他面对好多的问题。
And if you study his life, you know that no, he had a lot of problems in his life.
当我们真的仔细看他的人生的时间，我们发现他的人生有很多的问题。
And so Paul reminds Timothy, you remember my persecution and suffering as he does in verse 11.
他提醒提摩太说，你记得我曾经所遭遇的逼迫跟苦难。
He says, you know, even though I am an apostle chosen by God, I still have a lot of problems.
我虽然是神特意拣选的他的使徒，但是我还有面对很多的困难。
And he says even this in verse 12, indeed all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
保罗还讲他说凡立志在基督耶稣里金钱度日的也受逼迫。
Now I know a lot of people like to hang on the promises of God.
我知道很多人都会非常顾念神给我们的应许。
But this is the one promise we probably don't like.
但是这个是其中一个应许我们不一定是喜欢的。
He says if we live a godly life in Christ JesusWe will be persecuted.
这里讲就是当我们金钱度日的时间，我们必定受到逼迫。
A few weeks ago, they had a story about 21 Egyptian Christians who were martyred for their faith.
在几个星期前，我们听过有21个埃及的基督徒因为信仰的缘故被杀害。
They had a video of how theseISIS extremists took these 21 Egyptian Christians to the seashore.
有一个影像就是讲到这个 ISIS 这个极端的分子怎么把他们带到这个海边。
And they showed how they would cut their heads off.
他就把他们怎么去被杀头的经过放在这个这个影片当中。
And there might be some of us who may be wondering why, where is God in this?
有一些我们当中的人可能就在想，神在那里呢？
How come God didn't protect them?
为什么神没有保护他们呢？
And then we read in things like verse 11, he talks about, Paul says, which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me.
但是保罗在第十一节讲到他很多所受的逼迫跟苦难，但是他说从这一切的苦难当中主都把我救出来了。
So up to the point that Paul is writing this letter, he suffered persecution.
在保罗写这一封信的时间，保罗也受到很多的逼迫。
But he said the Lord rescued me.
但是他说神把我拯救过来。
But we need to realize this is the last letter that Paul wrote.
我们要知道这个是保罗所写最后的一个信。
And shortly after writing this letter, he was in prison.
在他写完这封信以后，他已经进到监狱当中了。
And Paul was beheaded.
保罗也是被杀头的。
And yet, Paul had faith that God is in control.
但是保罗对神还是非常有信心。
And so what advice does Paul give to Timothy?
所以到底保罗给提摩太有什么的这个提醒呢？
In light of all this bad environment that we're living in, what should we do?
在这样子那么多不好的情况的环境当中，到底我们可以做什么？
Certainly he doesn't tell them, oh, you need to just go off to the mountains and hide.
他绝对没有跟提摩太说，你就跑到这个山上躲藏起来。
But he says three things that I think we need to know.
他就跟提摩太谈到三件事情，我想我们应该要留意。
The first thing is that we need to continue in God's word.
第一，我们要继续看重神的话。
Verse 14 says, "But as for you, continue what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it."
第十四节他说，当你所学的所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
So there might be a temptation for Timothy to, you know, to give up God's word.
可能提摩太面对困难的时间有一个试探，就是放弃神的话。
But Paul reminds Timothy in verse 16, all scripture is breathed out by God.
保罗提醒提摩太说，圣经都是神所默示的。
He's saying to us that this, the word of God, the Bible, is as if is authoritative. It is almost as God said it himself.
就是他告诉提摩太说，这个圣经就是神自己所讲的话。
And so we need to continue on it.
我们继续要上信持守。
Not to give up on it.
而不是放弃神的话，不是把它解释成一个另外的解释。
Because in verse 17 it tells us that this will equip us for every good work.
因为第十七节圣经说，它是叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And that's why we try to encourage you, for instance, to read God's word each and every day.
所以我们常常鼓励大家每天都读神的话。
That's why we encourage people to have these devotions, particularly as we approach Easter.
特别在这个接近这个受苦节跟复活节的时间，鼓励弟兄姊妹每天都有灵修。
And sometimes we think, oh, what's a few minutes of reading the Bible? It's not going to make any difference.
可能你是说，哎呀，到底每天看这个十几分钟的圣经有什么多作用啊？
But if we take a little bit of God's word each day and apply it to our life, it can make a big difference.
但是倘若我们每一天读一点点，真的把神的话应用在我们的生活当中，能够带来绝对的影响。
As I got older, my doctor gave me certain advice to, you know, keep me healthy.
当我年纪大了，我的医生也是给我一些的提醒，就是要做什么东西让我能够健康一点。
One of the things was he told me to take a small aspirin every day.
他就跟我说这个要吃一点点的亚斯匹林的这个药。
And what the aspirin did is supposed to thin my blood.
这个药就是帮助能够把我的血的浓度减轻一点
so that I would not have a heart attack
所以我就不会突然间就有这个心脏病出来了
well I did what the doctor said but I didn't really think it made any difference
其实我可以跟医生说哎，这一点点其实对我没有什么大的影响哦
I mean the pill is so small
这个药是那么小的
So what difference is it going to make?
这吃那么小的到底对我身体有什么影响啊
Then there was a time that our church was involved in donating blood.
我还记得教会曾经是个就是要鼓励弟兄姊妹捐血。
And so they were taking blood donations from different people who were lying on this couch thing, and they were taking a pint of blood from.
有一些弟兄姊妹就躺在这个医疗床上，就可以让护士把这个血可以抽出来。
And at the same time, they began drawing blood from me. There was another young person that was also beginning to have blood drawn from him.
当我在捐血的时间在我旁边有个年轻的人他也被拿这个血出来。
And I noticed I finished faster than him.
我发现我完成比他快啊。
Much faster than him.
而且比他快很多。
And I began to think, why is that?
我就问为什么会这样子？
Because that little aspirin thinned my blood, and my blood was flowing much faster.
原来这小小的这个阿司匹林的药，就让我的血变成是很轻，所以就流得比较快。
And I was already done, and this guy was only like halfway.
当我已经所有血抽完了他还差一半没还没完。
And that taught me a lesson.
这个就教训我一个的教训。
Even though the pill seems very small.Taking it every day will make a big difference.
所以这个药虽然是很小，但是每天吃一点点，能够带来产生很大的影响。
And I think the same thing through God's word.
所以这个也是神的话的特点。
It just takes 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour of studying God's word and meditating on it.
每天用15分钟、20分钟甚至30分钟来默想神的话语。
But it will make a big difference in your life.
能够带来你生命一个绝对的影响。
And so he says, you need to continue in God's word.
所以保罗跟提摩太说，你要继续来相信，来研究神的话。
The second thing he tells us to do is that we need to live God's word.
第二点，保罗提就是要把神的话活出来。
See, it's not enough just to continue reading and studying God's word.
光只有来读研究神的话还不够。
A lot of us are very good at academic learning.
我们对这个学习都非常棒的。
We can fill our minds with a lot of knowledge.
我们可以让我们的脑子上有很多很多的知识。
And certainly Bible knowledge is good.
当然圣经的知识也是好的。
But we need to live it out in our daily lives.
但是我们要把神的话活在我们每天的生活当中。
In verse 14, Paul tells Timothy, But as for you, continue what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it.
第十四节，保罗提提摩太是说，但你所学的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
He didn't talk about, you know, realizing what you learned. It's from whom you learned it.
在这里，他特别留意提的就是，你是跟谁学的。
In other words, he's pointing to people's lives that showed him how to live out God's word.
他其实保罗特别告诉提摩太，指出就是他是跟谁学，从谁的身上活出神的话，从哪里来学。
Now there were two. Sources of example for Timothy.
对于提摩太来讲，有两个学习的对象的内容。
The verse 15 talks about Timothy's childhood.
第十五节提到提摩太年纪小的时间。
And if you look at 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, Paul talks about his mother and grandmother.
当我们看提摩太后书第一章第五节的时间，保罗提到提摩太的外祖母跟他的母亲。
Now, we don't know exactly what happened to his father. Maybe the father was not a believer.
我们不太清楚提摩太的爸爸是不是一个外邦人，还没信耶稣。
But Paul reminds Timothy that, don't you remember whom you learned all the Bible from?
但是保罗提醒提摩太就说，你记不记得你是从谁身上学到神的话呢？
It was your mother Eunice and your grandmother Lois.
就是你的母亲有离基，还有你的外祖母罗尔。
They not only taught him the word, they modeled it for him.
他们不单只是告诉提摩太关于神的话，而且他们能够把神的话活在生活当中。
And that had a great deal of impact upon Timothy.
所以这样子对提摩太来讲，就产生绝对性的人生影响。
I know many of you are mothers or grandmothers.
我知道在座当中有一些是母亲，也是祖母。
And maybe we'll save this for a Mother's Day sermon, but your job is very important.
我们可能应该在母亲节讲这句话，但是我们还在今天讲，就是说你的榜样是非常重要。
Not only teaching your children the content, but exhibiting it in your daily life.
不单只是把这个圣经的内容教导你的孩子，而且真的能够成为把神的话活在生活当中的榜样。
I routinely interview people for baptism.
我常常在这个受洗的时间之前，就是见一些的弟兄姊妹。
And I found that sometimes even church leaders, people who are deacons or teachers, Sunday school teachers, they don't teach their own children.
我们就发现有一些在教会已经做执事、做这个主日学的老师的，但是他们没有好好去教训他们、教导他们的孩子。
And not only they don't teach their children, they don't live it out in their daily lives.
不单止他们没有教导，有时他们也没有把神的话活在生活的当中。
Sometimes the children tell me that, my mother or father, they don't really live it out in their daily lives.
有一些弟兄姊妹的孩子告诉我说，他的爸爸妈妈其实在生活当中没有真正把神的话活在生活的当中。
I mean, they don't use the word, but they, in some sense, are saying they're hypocrites.
他们没有用这个字，但是有时真的能够表达出这个字的意思，就是说他们假慕为善。
They look very spiritual on Sunday, but during the week, they act very differently.
他们礼拜天好像是很熟灵了，但是在生活的当中，他们其实完全不一样。
And that should be a warning to all of us.
这个其实也是一个对我们每一个的警告。
Because your daily life, because they can see your life up close every day.
因为他们能够非常清楚看到你们每一天的生活。
And yeah, they can learn something from some preacher standing up there every once in a while, but they're watching you each and every day.
他们当然可以在每个主日在这个讲台上的讲员当中学一些东西，但是他们是观察你们每一天生活的内容。
And so Paul even says, you look at my life.
然后甚至保罗跟提摩太说，你可以看看我的这个生命。
In verse 10 it says, you however have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love and my steadfastness.
在第十节保罗说，但你已经从我服从了我的教训、秉性、志向、信心、宽容跟爱心、忍耐。
And so as we live in a society that's become more and more godless, we need good, real examples.
在这样子一个不敬虔的大环境当中，我们真的需要真实活出信仰的例子。
We just can't tell them what is right, then we need to show them what is right.
我们不能对外面的人告诉他们什么是真理，而是让我们活出真理出来。
And then the last thing that Paul tells Timothy is that we need to proclaim the word.
最后一样就是保罗跟提摩太说，他要宣讲神的话。
Now in verse 2, Paul says to Timothy, preach the word.
在第十章第二节就讲到提摩太要传神的话。
And some people translate it so that it talks about only preaching from the pulpit.
有时啊，这解释翻译的时间就翻译成就在讲台上传神的话。
But the Greek word actually means to proclaim, to declare out loud.
啊，其实，在希腊文这个原文的这个传道的字是讲到他要宣告出来，就是很清楚的让人知道。
So it's not just limited to pulpit preaching, but to each and every person.
不单只是在讲台把神的话讲出来，而是真的能够在生活当中活出神的话来宣告出来。
That we as Christians need to publicly declare God's word.
我们作为基督徒，我们要在公开的环境当中告诉人说我们是基督徒。
It can be to our children.
可能我们就跟我们的孩子讲清楚。
It could be our friends and relatives as we gather for.Lunch or dinner,
还是跟我们的亲戚朋友啊，在聚集的时间，让他们知道我们的基督徒的身份。
Could be our coworker or neighbor,
甚至我们的同事，还有甚至我们在公司里面的朋友。
But we are proclaiming God's word.
我们要宣告神的话。
We need to do it in season and out of season, as it says.
就是在好的环境 还是面对困难的环境当中，我们都要这样子。
When what he means is that sometimes it may be fashionable to talk about spiritual things.
有时可能是很受欢迎的讲到关于属灵的事情。
But sometimes it's not so fashionable.
有时就不一定那么受欢迎了。
People don't want to hear about Christianity.
有很多人不希望听到关于基督教的东西。
But even if people don't, you still need to proclaim.The word.
但是人不喜欢听，我们还要宣告神的真理。
Because this is what they need.
其实就是因为解释他们所需要的。
They need the word of God.
他们需要神的话。
They need to see what God has said.
他们要看见到底神说什么东西。
And they may not agree with you, but we need to continue to proclaim it.
他们不一定同意你所讲的，但是我们还需要宣告神的话。
And so that's our responsibility to share the light in the midst of the darkness.
就是在黑暗的环境当中，我们分享光明。
As the world gets darker and darker, people need hope.
在这个世界越来越黑暗的时间。
And we,
世界的人需要盼望。
And we have the hope in Jesus Christ.
我们在基督里有盼望。
And so we need to proclaim God's word.
我们所以要向他们宣告神的话。
And so, as we look at this warning from Paul, we need to recognize, number one, that there is bad news.
当我们看见保罗给提摩太的警告当中，我们看见有不好的消息。
We should not be surprised that there is all this godlessness in our world.
我们看见世界那么多不敬虔的事情，我们不会感到惊讶。
We may suffer persecution.
我们甚至可能要忍受这个逼迫。
Well, people may laugh at us or think that we're not very friendly.
甚至于有人就嘲笑我们，说我们是不可以亲近的一些人。
But God told us to the good news that He will return.
但是在这里也讲到一个好的消息，就是耶稣基督会再来。
That He is ultimately in control.
他就是最后的那一位掌管一切的神。
And so someday He will come back as the King and as the Judge.
有一天他会再回来，他以王者的身份跟这个审判官的身份回来。
And what we need to do is number one, continue in God's word.
我们可以做什么？第一就是我们继续来读在神的话里面。
That even as other people are going different directions and ignoring God's word, we need to continue in God's word.
就算很多人都拒绝神的话了，但是我们还继续来读神的话。
And then we need to live it out in our daily lives.
我们甚至把神的话活在我们每一天的生活当中。
That's not enough just to tell people, but we need to demonstrate how God can change people's hearts and lives.
不是要让其他人看见神怎么，就让人能够看见神怎么去改变我们的生命。
And then we need to have the boldness to be able to proclaim God's word.
我们也有一个勇敢的心。 在人面前宣告神的话。
Because this God's word is indeed the light and hope that the people need.
因为神的话就是他们人生的光明盼望的来源。
Let's close our time with prayer.
让我们在结束的时间做一个祷告。
Father, as we read this portion of Scripture, we sometimes can get very scared.
神啊，当我们来读这一段经文的时间，有时我们感觉到非常的惧怕。
Particularly as we read our newspaper each and every day.
特别就是每天我们看我们的新闻报纸的时间。
Seems that things are just getting worse and worse.
我们看见周围的环境越来越的越糟糕。
But thank you that we have hope in Christ.
感谢主，我们在耶稣基督里有盼望。
That one day He will return.
有一天耶稣基督会再来。
He will hold the world accountable.
他会审判整个世界。
And so help us to continue in Your Word.
让我们能够继续在神的话里面去努力。
We know that there are many people who are falling away from Your Word.
我们知道有很多人已经拒绝离开你的话语。
But your words are the words that will guide us and lead us and equip us.
但是你的话就是可以保守我们、指引我们的最主要的话语。
Help us to live it out in every day.
让我们能够每天把你的话活出来。
Whether it be in our homes,
不管在我们的家里，
whether it be our workplace,
还是在我们工作的地方。
Help us to demonstrate the power of your word.
让我们能够活出你话语的能力。
And finally, help us to proclaim your word.
最后就是让我们能够宣告你的话。
That it's not enough just to live a good life. We need to proclaim boldly your word.
我们不单只能够活出一个好的人生，而且我们要勇敢地把你的话能够宣告出去。
Help us to overcome our fears.
求你帮助我们能够克服我们季节的这个惧怕，能够勇敢地把你的话宣讲出来。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样子的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.